Well, John, thank you.
Yes.
We are out here at Morenci this morning for Cave on Campus, being brought to you by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews and Adrian. We're talking Bulldogs today. Not my Bulldogs. Those are the college Bulldogs. These are the high school Bulldogs. We have volleyball on tap. We have football, cross country, and some band to finish up the program today. We're going to start things off, though, with volleyball. Big tournament tomorrow, but we do want to talk about what's happened so far. And how convenient that the athletic director is here, because that also means the coach is here. Coach Aaron Eakins, good morning, coach, slash AD. Thanks for letting me in the building this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, volleyball season thus far, a very talented group of girls here at Morenci. How's the volleyball season gone for you?
So record-wise, we're at 10, 11, and 1. We've had 10 victories, which is the highest that we've had in quite a few years. We do have a very athletic bunch, and they've been a lot of fun to coach so far. And a lot of our losses have been super close games, just absolute heartbreakers at the end. Last night, we lost to Erie Mason on the road by 2 points, which was just devastating last night.
So you took it 5?
We took it to 5, yeah.
Well, hey, it's going to prepare you for what's coming up.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, volleyball is one of those sports where everyone makes it to the postseason. So, I mean, record could help seeding and things like that, but it's about, you know, getting your team peaking at the right time.
Right.
So could we talk about your group a little bit, how many girls you have, and are you an older or younger team?
We are a good mix right now. We have 3 seniors. Who are just phenomenal athletes. There are volleyball girls and basketball girls, just very athletic bunch with a lot of experience, high court IQ. And then we have 9 total on the team. The 6 remaining are all juniors who have quite a bit of experience under their belt, too. My daughter, Colby, is a third-year varsity returner. We have quite a few other two-year varsity returners. Just a great group of girls.
I have to ask, not just Morenci, but all the small schools, how does practice go? I mean, you can't really scrimmage unless you bring up, you know, some of the younger bunch, right?
Sure, sure. So we have JV and varsity practicing at the same time.
Okay.
We'll have a few drills where we are mixed together, but we're able to make it work. A lot of times we do 6 versus 3. We'll get coaches involved, just a lot of drills, and then we'll pull JV into scrimmage at times.
Okay. As you mentioned, your daughter. How convenient. She's right here. I remember you from basketball season, of course. How's the season gone for you, would you say? I mean, we know the record, but, you know, how would you say you and your teammates have done this year?
I really, really love all my teammates. I'm a big believer in, like, I just love every single one of the girls on the team, and we definitely work hard and have a lot of fun. And even though the losses are really disappointing, we're all a competitive bunch, and we're able to band together and try to overcome our challenges.
Well said. Obviously, a match last night. You have one tomorrow morning, traveling up to Adrian for the county tournament. Do you get to play a lot of these county schools during the year, or this is really kind of it for you?
We do actually get to play a lot of them during the regular season. A lot of them are in our league. But other schools like Tecumseh is a big one, Blissfield, Hudson, we don't get to play them usually.
So maybe an opportunity tomorrow.
Yes, to play some new teams.
Yeah. You're a senior now?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. Wow. Okay, one of those 6 juniors. Could you talk about your classmates, I guess? Maybe give them a shout-out on the air?
So I have a bunch of best friends in my class. The volleyball girls, Callie Van Brandt, Savannah Miles, Emma Williams, Haley Cleveland. I love all of them so much. We all, like, grew up together, and we hang out outside of sports and everything. We have a lot of fun.
Now, those are names I don't remember from winter.
They don't play basketball.
They don't play basketball.
Haley does, but okay. The rest of them don't.
Wow. Well, that's unique. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of the times it's the same, you know, girls playing the fall sport, then the winter sport, and you know, softball or whatever it be in the spring. So that's very cool. How long have you been playing volleyball?
My whole life, since, like, 3rd grade.
Okay. Wow. All right, we're going to – I don't have an extra headset, so we're going to pass it over to your teammate, Aston Valentine. Nice for you to wake up a little bit early. I know you're in high school, and oh, I got to be there at 7:10. But I appreciate you being on. It's nice to talk to you. Quickly kind of recap with the listeners what grade you are in and how long you've been playing volleyball.
So I'm a senior, and I've been playing volleyball for 10 years now.
So only since you were like 7 or 8, depending when your birthday was. All right, well, I guess that's enough time to learn the sport. What position do you typically play? And then since Colby doesn't have the headset, what position does she normally play?
So I used to be like a middle all the way around, but now I transfer to the outside and I play middle back. And Colby plays middle all the way around.
Okay, when you say all the way around, I'm not a volleyball person.
Okay,
so I'm middle in the front and back?
Yes.
Okay, those are very different things, right?
Yes.
On the court. Do you, in high school, do you... Again, showing my inexperience, do you rotate a lot or you just stay in the same position usually?
Well, actually, I'm one of the ones who kind of rotates. So, like, sometimes me and Colby has, like, our rotation. We'll have us in the back row together. So I'll move to left back for, like, one rotation just to let her be middle back.
Okay.
And then in the front row, sometimes I'll go play middle if we don't have a middle up there. And then I'll go to the outside when Colby's in the front row.
Got it. I was doing that all in my mind. Makes a lot of sense. I mean, I assume volleyball players taller, most of you. I mean, coach is nodding her head.
Yeah, we have a very tall group this year.
So normally you put the tallest up front, but it seems like you have a comfortable mix. You can kind of match up who you think is going to be good in that spot in that particular match.
Absolutely. And we have a rare breed in these two right here because they are six rotation players. They'll play front row and back row. They're just a very athletic duo right here.
That doesn't happen often, does it?
Not very often, no.
Especially in high school.
No.
Right? Maybe college you can recruit to do that, but in high school it's...
Yeah, absolutely. You know. We're very comfortable. Wherever we put these girls, they're going to perform on the court.
Do you have any more TCC games left? Or
we do. We face Lenawee Christian on Tuesday, and then that is our last league game, and then we go down to Emmanuel Christian on Thursday to end our regular season.
And then we know where playoffs are?
Yeah, they are at Lenawee Christian.
Oh, okay. Seeding, do they seed volleyball?
We will be seeded by NPR, just like they started with basketball.
Okay.
Next week, we should know where we fall. And we should be about middle of the pack with our group that we have at Lenawee Christian.
And you know the teams that are in the district already?
We do. We have Lenawee Christian, Summerfield, Britton, Deerfield. Why am I drawing a blank?
Plus U is four. Is there a fifth?
There is.
Waldron?
Nope. They didn't end up with a team this year. Waldron did not. Maybe Pittsford? I'd have to look at my cheat sheet.
Okay. No, that's okay.
Yeah.
I put you on the spot.
Yeah.
That's down the road,
mm-hmm.
Right? We're kind of, you know, looking at tomorrow. Do they already have that seeded for the county tournament?
Yes. Yep. We're seeded. Our first game will be against Hudson. And then we play Blissfield, and then Tecumseh's also in our pool. So those are the three that we'll face in pool play, and then we'll be seeded for bracket play.
Okay, so those are three teams you haven't played.
Correct.
Sounds like.
Correct.
I hear some LCAA and some SEC.
Yes, we haven't seen Blissfield and Hudson since the summer at Summer League at Siena Heights.
Wow.
So it'll be a fun matchup.
Do you have a chance to – is film similar to football where it's, like, kind of publicly available where you can look at – film for these different teams?
Yes and no. We can pull some off of Huddle, and then the rest of it I pull off of NFHS. So any games that they have broadcasted live, we can watch on demand.
Okay. How much of it in the high school game is scouting and planning for your opponent and then just figuring out yourself?
Oh, goodness. I probably put a couple hours into every single game we have. I'll watch
scouting the opponent.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, seeing what they have, seeing how they've played their ladies in different games, where they primarily start them. Just a lot of strategy goes into volleyball.
Well, good. No, I didn't think there wasn't any.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's do you do different things if you're on the serve versus when you're receiving? Is that the kind of stuff you're looking at?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You have teams where you're watching girls and say they serve short. We're going to set up our serve-receive formation in a different way. And that's where these two ladies, I normally play them as opposites. That way they can direct their court and tell people when they need to pull back or come forward, just because they are my court leaders.
Okay. So, yeah, how much of it for you is do they get to kind of make the call or how much of it is you on the sideline?
I'm going to say about 50-50.
It
They're
50-50?
The ones in the moment, and sometimes we have a loud gym, and I can't even get their attention.
Yeah.
So they are the ones that, you know, if I'm screaming at them, they're out there directing the court right away for me.
Well, you know who can hear you no matter what?
Yeah.
Yeah, daughter.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You hear her through all the noise, right?
Yeah.
Well, ladies, I appreciate you being on. Best of luck tomorrow up in Adrian and moving forward. And, Coach, thanks for getting a couple of your girls on. And, again, best of luck this weekend and moving forward.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Once again, that was the coach of the Morenci volleyball team, Erin Eakins, along with her daughter, Colby, and Addison Valentine here today. Cave on Campus being brought to you this morning by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. For 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, I'm Ian Wendt from Morenci High School. It's now time to continue our Cave on Campus interviews this morning here in Morenci, being brought to you by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. We're now going to talk some Bulldog football, not Adrian College, Morenci, obviously. Bulldog football next hour. As I saw on their social media, they get a Saturday night game tomorrow. So no Morenci football tonight. We are talking with, coach, a couple players, Ryan McDowell. Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
Nice to see you. We've talked a couple times on the phone, but nice to see you.
Yeah, I got here early in the morning today.
I know. Early, yeah. Can't believe I did this during high school, you know. It's kind of
Once crazy. You get out of it and you get back into it, it's like, wow, every day I did this 5 days a week.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we were going to bed at like 9, you know, 9:30, yeah. And we were okay with that. Your squad this season picked up a couple of wins against five losses, two more games to go this season. How would you kind of assess things in year one for you?
Started the year off trying to avoid injury and immediately got two injuries to two players that are pretty versatile for us that play both sides of the football. So pretty much went into scramble mode early with some young guys that had to play. Attitude stayed positive the whole time, though, even now. Still showing up to practice, ready to work. And then a couple of the guys that got injured early have come back. They were able to play a little bit in the LCS game and then more in the Britton Deerfield game last week. And they're kind of both pretty close to 100% now. I don't think Skyler had an ankle issue, so I don't think that ever is going to get 100% during the year. He's going to have to wait until he gets some time off. But attitude to stay positive. Guys keep showing up to work. No one's quit. So from that perspective, it's been a really positive experience. And with the younger guys getting bought in now, even though the wins haven't come yet, they understand the work that we need to do. And more relationship I've got with them, I think we're headed in the right direction. So it's been a positive experience, despite not being able to pick up a league win, which was one of our goals this year for sure, but some tough teams in the league.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, you mentioned LCS and BD back-to-back, right, in your schedule.
Yeah.
That's a tough task. I mean, we know what LCS has been the last few years, and Britton Deerfield the last two or three. They are for sure the real deal. It's one of those, you know, you play out of your league, and then you get into your league, and it's like, whoa.
Right.
These are some powers in A-player football in the state. Do you take that into account when you're assessing your team? Obviously, you want to get to that point, but I mean, they understand, you know, what's going on at some of these other schools right now.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, but we put the film on, and, you know, even against the better teams that we play, we've been able to move the ball. And what we stress from the coaching standpoint is to try to play a clean game and not beat ourselves up. And we've had some you know, things that they're not forced by the other team that we're making mistakes on, whether it be fumbling or just kind of missing a handoff here or there that kind of end drives. And we stressed that our margin for error is going to be pretty thin this year. The numbers aren't there, and we don't have a lot of team speed. And in the eight-man game, that can sometimes get exploited, especially with a lot of teams that run the spread and you're kind of forced into some man-to-man defense. So like I said, we got some young guys that got some experience there. But, yeah, you take into account who you're playing. And then you also look at that and you say that's kind of what we're trying to get to. And, you know, that's 4 years of commitment in the weight room. A lot of the successful coaches I've talked to, a lot of it is, you know, getting players to come back. So I know Britton Deerfield had some seniors back and, you know, LCS the same way. So if you can keep those kids coming back and you can build on what you put in the previous year, you know, that's how you get to that point. So that's what we've been stressing to the young guys and being able to see playoff teams and teams that have won come in and play against them. You kind of know where the standard is, and so I think it's good for our guys to see that.
I know it's year one for you. So just getting into the mix, building up a program at the high school level obviously starts before that, you know, elementary school, all these kind of rec programs, and then moving it through. How have you approached that this season while still, you know, being the varsity coach?
Yeah, that's been an introductory period, dealing with the youth sports. I know there's a push for, like, the tackle football to come back for the younger kids, and right now I think we do a lot of flag football with the younger kids. So it's talking to people from other schools and what they've been doing with their programs. And we have a couple youth coaches and middle school coaches that put in a lot of time and do a lot of work with those kids. So from that aspect, we have a middle school program that has more numbers than we do in the high school program right now. So the idea being to retain them, keep them out, and a lot of that comes from the house too, you know, the parents that want to see their kids out there working and succeeding, they're pushing them to be there. And right now I think we have a good community that wants that for the younger guys. So for these guys to stay out and set the example they've set, I think the younger guys see that and are eager to get up here and start working too. So, yeah, building from the ground up is definitely a part of it now in the high school game even.
Yeah, well said. Let's get over to a couple of your players, Coach. I only have first names, so I'm going to need a quick introduction. First and last name, what grade you're in, and what positions do you play?
All right, my name is Talon Cruz. I'm a senior at Morenci. I play quarterback, running back, DB, and sometimes middle linebacker.
What is on here?
I mean, we'll pass it over to Manny here in a second. So Coach keeps the headset.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you've earned it, so you can keep the headset on. So, Talon, you're all over the field. Obviously, being QB in an eight-player system is a lot reliant on you, you know, running the ball, throwing the ball. What's kind of the philosophy offensively for Morenci?
Well, normally we just like to run it and kind of, like we always say, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Just try to beat them this play, get the 3 yards. And then every once in a while, we'll try to throw a pop pass to our tight end or sneak a running back out with motions in the backfield to try and throw them off and get a quick 15, 20 yards, whatever we're able to get out of that.
Have you been 4 years on varsity here at Morenci?
Yes, sir.
Okay. QB all four or kind of moved all around?
I've moved all around. Freshman year, I was just a kicker. I didn't start growing until sophomore year. Sophomore year, and junior year, I played pretty much the same.
Yeah. So you didn't decide to grow until after your freshman year?
Yeah.
And a growth spurt happened, and okay,
yep.
Here's a little more than a kicker.
Exactly.
We're hoping that a couple more kids have some growth spurts here that are coming up. So.
Yeah, and that's all it takes in eight-player football, right?
Yeah.
I just need a few. Season thus far, I mean, two good wins and, you know, five losses. Some have been close, others not, and that's going to happen in these stretches of eight-player. How would you say the season's gone for you and your boys?
I think it's been a pretty good and positive season, like Coach was saying. No one's ever fighting on the team. No one's ever down. We're always kind of up and ready to go to the next week, even though, I mean, there's some weeks like Britton Deerfield, we knew we weren't going to get that, but we knew we were going to go into the league battling and trying to show what we can do against a team like that. And I mean, we were getting yards, and we held them to 44, which was the second lowest they've had, other than their loss to Mendon.
Yeah, I mean, some positives there. And as Coach said, you have to kind of take into account, you know, all right, this team's in their window. You know, not just window to be good, but to win a state championship.
Yep.
So obviously something that you guys have been striving for. Obviously, your senior season, there's not a next year.
Yep.
But, you know, take what you can this year.
Exactly.
Talon, can we pass the headset over to our next footballer? Again, first names in the email. You guys all know each other. I have the first name of Manny. Manny, what's your last name? What positions do you play?
So my name is Emmanuel DePalma, and I play both offense and defensive line.
Yes, we got a lineman.
Yeah, he anchors both the sides of the line for us. So.
Love it. And there's no sub for you. You're playing all game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one's more fun? You can be honest, even though your coach is here, offense or defense?
Honestly, I prefer offense.
That was not the answer I was expecting. Normally it's defense because you want to hit somebody and tackle somebody. But what do you like about offense?
So me, I honestly think from my standpoint that offense is more aggressive. So I can just more get into somebody and push them. Rather than, you know, as my coach says, stand my gap and all that.
So in a way, it's, you know, hey, I'm going to win this battle right here. I don't need to be looking at, okay, what's the quarterback doing? Where's the running back going? It can be kind of complicated on an, in an eight-player setting.
Yes, sir.
Did you say you're a senior this year?
Yes, sir.
You've been playing football your whole time here at Morenci?
Yep.
Same positions?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you weren't, you know, kicker and then hit a growth spurt? And
no.
No, not the same story. Do you have any plans for after Morenci?
So I'm probably going to go Carpenters Union.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something that you're doing here at the high school level that's prepared you for that? Or
yeah, so I go to the Tech Center out there in Adrian,
okay.
And I'm in ResCon right now.
Help me with that.
So pretty much it's just residential construction.
Oh, all right. I don't know all the short the acronyms for that. Very cool. You got a plan going forward. So best of luck the rest of football. If you play other sports here at Morenci?
Yeah, I do powerlifting and I do track and field.
Do you throw track
yep.
and field? I kind of guessed that. Manny, can you pass it back to Talent so I can ask him those next step kind of questions? Being a senior, do you have plans for next year?
Yeah, I plan to go to Jackson College and do their lineman program. I already have classes set up that are coming up in springtime.
Are you able to do anything for that? To get ready?
So I'm in the same residential construction as Manny.
Oh, okay.
So we'll both go out and build the house, but it doesn't really do much with the becoming a lineman, other than it gets us an OSHA 10 certification. So there's one class that I don't have to take to become a lineman because I already have that.
Wow. I feel like that profession, and along with Manny, can send you anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of travel involved, I'm sure, in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. It seems like you guys are set up for success. Get to graduation. I know you will. But nice talking to both of you. Coach, I got one more for you. Game night tomorrow. I was talking with Aaron this morning. I go, I've seen Saturday before, but not Saturday night. She says this is a pretty cool stadium you guys get to play in tomorrow.
Yeah, we went down there 2 years ago. I was kind of a volunteer assistant at that point, and I don't know. I didn't take in the beauty of the stadium because it was cold and wet and windy, and it was not like the best weather game that we ever played. I think it's supposed to be a little bit better weather this year. And, yeah, we kind of found out, not last minute, but relatively recently, that it was going to be a Saturday evening game and not a Friday evening game. So just a little bit of change in prep there. But, yeah, looking forward to going down to the venue. Like I said, it's a pretty cool stadium. Hopefully we can see it a little bit better now that it won't be, like, rainy and cold and wet.
Knock on
wood. Hoping that it's not.
I mean, I don't know what the weather's like in Ohio, but.
Yeah,
you know,
I think it's supposed to be a little bit
rain up here.
That way a little bit later. So we're hoping to get the game in first and then go. But, yeah, kids are excited to get down there. And, yeah, you can look at it as, like, well, we'd rather play Friday night. But, you know, any opportunity you get to play football is a good one. So we're going to take advantage of it. And, you know, they're a good team. I think they got one loss on the year. So, we expect a challenge, and like Talon said, just try to move the ball on offense and control the game that way and see what we can do. Yeah, these guys, both four-year guys that have been in the program the whole time, two other seniors that were four-year guys, and that's kind of what we're rocking this year was four seniors. So, like I said, hard workers, do well in school, and have set themselves up for a future outside of Morenci. It's going to be bright.
Yeah, sounds like it. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I had a vague idea.
I'm in the same boat. Had no idea really what I was supposed to do afterwards. These guys already got it planned out, and they're in a great spot. So,
all right, well, Coach, thanks for your time. I don't know if you're in the building early today or this is normal for you, but I appreciate you being here and both these guys too. So thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Once again, Coach Ryan McDowell. We had Talon Cruz and Manny DePalma here on the Kayvon campus in Morenci, being brought to you this morning by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. All right, John. Well said. What a weird sentence, though. Aaron Rodgers led Steelers and the Joe Flacco led Bengals. What an odd sentence. But, yeah, it happened yesterday. What's happening today is Kayvon Campus in Morenci, being brought to you this morning by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. We've taught volleyball, football. We're going to talk band later, but right now, let's get to running. It's Morenci Cross Country. I have the whole team here. We have Coach Tony Muzzy. Am I saying that right?
You are.
Good. You told me 5 minutes ago, so I'm glad I could remember that. We have David Bauer and Mohamed Ado. Yeah. Did I say that right?
Yes.
All right. Let's get things going first with Coach. Season thus far, obviously you're not going to get a team result with only two guys running. So these two, do you have any girl runners this year?
I do. I got
you coach both.
Yeah. I've got a freshman, Jenna. She's been doing great. I got some middle schoolers as well. I'm coaching both middle school and high school. It was a small program when I took over. This is my first year, and the idea over the next couple of years is just to build it to the point where we can actually put a team forth.
And Morenci's not unique in this small school situation, but fall sports, if you offer three or four boys sports or girls sports, one's going to maybe pull more from the other.
Sure.
So you're kind of hoping to get almost not every boy in school, but you know, it's just a numbers game.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, you get 20 some come out for football, that limits things, and then
it leaves four left for me.
Yeah, exactly. So, right. And it's the way it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, how are you going to, obviously year one, how are you looking to kind of build up this program?
Well, don't tell football this, but I'm, you know, going to steal some people. It's kind of what you have to do. The thing about cross country, it's 100% participation. You know, it's not everyone gets to run, right? And
yeah.
No one's got to sit on the bench. And it's, and with it not necessarily being so much of a team sport, it's more of kind of just you against the world. You know, you don't go out there and win and lose every race. You go out there and you run the best that you can, and you try to get the best time that you can. So it's really just you against yourself, which I think is often overlooked. People just think it's just running for the sake of running. There's a lot of mental toughness that goes with it. There's a lot of, there's a lot of extra effort that, you know, you don't have your teammates kind of pushing you on. You have to do it yourself.
Right. It's like golf, right?
Sure.
I mean, you're not running on a golf course, but, you know, it's you against the course, you against the course, I guess, in your case, too. What kind of races were you able to get this season for your guys and girls? TCC puts on some races.
TCC puts
on
some. Yeah, they're different high schools, you know, throughout the area. TCC is one of them. They put on, I think, three races. But really, we just kind of bounce around Lenawee County.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you say? I mean, you want to be peaking right now, obviously.
Correct. Yeah.
You just had the county championships over in Blissfield. How'd the Bulldogs do?
We did good.
In your opinion. Yeah?
We did good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a really tough course. And everyone did really, really good. They had strong times for the course. And, you know, that's another thing about cross country. You know, it's not running around a circle. So each course is kind of unique unique to itself. So,
With practice for you, obviously the two boys and one girl, how do you practice day in and day out? Is there a kind of a set run you do around the city or what?
There's a little bit. There's a lot of it. I spend a lot of time on my bike bouncing around from one runner to the other. But, you know, there's different there's a few routes that we do throughout the town. There's a nature path over here that's got a really, really good hill in it that I like these guys to run at least 2-3 times a week to get some hill work.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we have the old cross-country dirt path through the woods here that is pretty hilly. It's not one continuous hill, but there's a lot of ups and downs. And then it just really depends on if we're doing speed training or are we doing distance training. You know, it's really hard to get everybody on the same page all the time. You know, everyone is missing practice for this or, you know, has got to stay after for this other extracurricular activity. And so every day I basically do my best to customize individuals' workouts.
Sure. Yeah.
So
Just at the county meet, what's next for the Bulldogs?
Regionals. Friday the 24th, yeah.
All right. So next week.
Next Friday. A week from today. Shoot. Yeah,
From today. Yeah. Where is that for you? Do we know?
I should know that off the top of my head, but I unfortunately do. It's where?
Ellis Sharp,
Park? Yeah.
Okay. David knew.
He's the OG.
He is, yeah. Have you been able to run out there this year yet? Obviously, Seems like a no.
No, I don't think we've ran there yet.
Okay. Let's move things over now. Let's talk to – we'll get back to you, Coach. So you get to keep the headset on.
Okay.
You don't need to pass it back and forth.
Okay.
Mohammed, I learned from Aaron, your athletic director, you are an exchange student to Morenci. Where are you coming from?
I'm an exchange student from Kenya, through ES program.
Very cool. So do you know if a Morenci kid goes to your country, or you just know you're here?
No, like, I just got placed here.
Did you get to select, or you were just in a program, and then they said, hey, this is where you're going to go?
No, my country is known for running, so I decided to join. And thank God the coach supported me. I started very bad, but I trained a lot. Now I am doing well.
Well, very good. What grade are you in?
I'm junior.
You're junior this year?
Yeah.
How would you say running here compares to running at home?
Running here, like, they have a lot of equipment. Like, we train with the coach. But in my country, some students, they don't get to train. They just have the talent, so they just run. But here, everything is way different.
Yeah. I mean, like a weight room, or, you know, like, you're talking like shoes and things like that.
Yeah, like the uniform we wear and more stuff.
So you just came over here this semester, a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I came like 2 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite course to take here at Morenci?
Like where I go to run or?
Oh, sorry, your favorite class in school.
I like my first hour, which is English. Like it helped me to learn more about American stuff. Like I get to know how they do. How they learn English.
And yes.
I really want to improve in my language, in my speaking English. So.
So far, so good.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Far.
Yeah. In your home country, you said running just what people do? Is that kind of like football in America, where it seems like everybody is running?
like most of them have talent, so they start when they are young. And they do well, most of them, and they go, like, they compete. Like, we compete with different countries, and we still win. Like, we have long-distance runners who are very good at it, so.
Do you only do the long distance, or do you do some short distance, too?
Like, in my school, back home, I used to do, like, long distance sometimes. Like, they have better players than me, so I don't able to make into the team.
Sure.
But sometimes when they need people, I get chance to run for my school, but not as I'm doing here in Morenci.
Okay. Is Morenci a bigger school or a smaller school than at home?
Compared to my school at home, I believe Morenci is like less than half, like small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're staying with a host family in the area. How's that going for you?
Yeah, I have nice host parents whom I stay with.
Very cool. Do you stay for the whole academic year, or do you leave at the semester break?
No, I'm staying for the whole
year. The whole year?
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess you're going to do some track and field in the spring? Do some more running in the spring?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. All right. Mohammed, nice talking to you. It seems like the year's getting better for you as we're getting closer to the end of the season. So good luck at regionals next week.
Well, thank you.
All right, let's hand the headset over to David, the other Morenci boys cross country runner, David Bauer. What grade are you in?
Junior.
Junior. Oh, so you got a couple juniors here. Have you been on the team all 3 years here at Morenci?
Yeah.
And has it been just you, or you've had teammates in years past?
I had teammates.
Okay. How would you say it's been going for you so far?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? Improving each time, or we're still looking to get that little push here at the end?
I improve quite a bit, and got seasonal PR this year.
Good. Where did that happen?
Sand Creek, right?
Yeah.
At Sand Creek? Okay. I know, I just read, so some really good high school times are about 18, I just saw an 18.5, I think, maybe for the girls. Is that kind of where the best runners around are at? Or what time are you around right now?
I'm 19.03.
Okay. Maybe I'm off.
A lot of people run in the 17s and 18s.
Also, people do get inside of that 18.
Yeah.
But, hey, you just want to be running your best at the end of the season, right?
Yeah.
So do you think you're at that spot?
Yeah.
Yeah? How did the county go for you?
Pretty good. It was a tough race. It's a tough course, but it was fun.
There's some good runners in the county, too. Yeah. I mean, not just for the area, I mean for the state. So what's it like running alongside those runners at a race like that?
It feels tough, hurts, but you just keep going.
I have to ask, David, who's chasing who on the course between you two?
We're pretty much running side by side.
Are you really?
Most of the time.
Yeah. Good. Is that a strategy, or it's just how you two run?
Just how we run.
Okay. Well, that's good. Kind of push each other?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Coach, we'll kind of put a bow on it. If we could, we didn't get a chance to have your young lady here. If you could talk a little bit about the third cross-country runner here in Morenci.
Sure, yeah. So she's a freshman. She's doing really, really good. She improves dramatically from race to race. I think her first race to her PR, she dropped her time by almost 8 minutes, which is massive.
What, she walked the first time?
No, she just...
That's a joke.
She just got that better.
Yeah, good.
So, yeah, she's doing great.
Nice. And then regionals next week, so good luck there. Good luck wrestling away some guys from football.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
Maybe you can work something out. I mean, we do get a couple dual sport athletes in season, but we'll see how that goes. So, Coach, thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks for having us.
And thanks to you guys for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, once again, that was Coach Tony Muzzy. We had David Bauer and Mohammed Addo here with me, Cave on Campus today in Morenci, being brought to you by Jermaine Teota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. I'm Ian Wentz for 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Our regular Friday feature with Coach Joe. Again, great to talk Bulldog football with him. We're going to stay right here in Morenci. It is Cave on Campus this morning, being brought to you by Jermaine Teota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. We're out here for one final interview this morning. This is not the I don't think this is the first time we've had non-athletics in the traditional sense on the show. I say band is very athletic. I was in band throughout my educational career, and we are happy to be joined by Mr. Murray and crew. I don't have names in the email, but we'll get to these two young individuals in just a moment. Mr. Murray, nice to meet you. Good morning.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you. Good morning.
And the Bulldog Marching Band consists of blank. How many students do you have?
Well, we currently have 17 members. We're kind of coming back from the COVID years and stuff like that, so we're building and kind of get a little bigger one year and a little smaller, but each time we grow, it increases, so we're coming back, and the kids work hard, and they have a lot of fun, and they're doing a good job, so I'm really happy about that.
For a school this size, I don't know the number off the top of my head, but 17 sounds like 10% of the high school-ish?
Yeah, maybe a little more than 10, but not by much.
Yeah.
It's a small group, but, I mean, we'd love to see it get up in the 30s and stuff like that. But, you know, right now we've got a pretty decent instrumentation, so they sound like a band. We've got all the parts represented.
Okay.
The only scary part is that sometimes we're one on a part, so if somebody makes a mistake, you hear it because it's only one person. There's nowhere to hide.
I was blessed in my band time to have a bunch of snare drums with me, but it is hard to hide a snare drum
Well,
mistake, you know. So you said you have a good representation all the way through?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we have one flute. We've got four clarinets. We have a trumpet. We have a saxophone, alto. We have a tenor saxophone. We have two mellophones. We have two sousaphones, three percussionists, one trombone, and a baritone player.
That sounds like a band to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess
it's pretty well covered.
Fill up the stands and bring some life to Friday or Saturday night whenever you play.
Yep. Yeah.
I got to ask, and I don't know if the trumpet player's with me.
No.
Do they just beg for solos? I mean, I just feel like trumpet players beg for solos. It's like, I'm it.
Yeah.
So everything's a solo in a way.
Yeah, everything is. I mean, we joke about it, whether she's very good and very, very cool about stuff. But, you know, there are times when I'll be like, hey, this is written as a solo. And I'm like, of course it's a solo anyway, because you're the only one.
Yeah, right.
You know, so no pressure. And she's kind of laughs it off. But she's a really good player, so she can handle it. So.
That's a trumpet stereotype. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Yeah. Do you do one show in the fall, or do you try to squeeze two shows in?
Well, we have one show theme that we do at all of our home games. So this year is Pirates of the Caribbean. And then we have other stand tunes on the side that we play, and we change those around. We've got some pep tunes that go along with our fight song. So we've got Eat 'em Up, and we've got a tune that we call Hockey Cheer. We've got Let's Go Dogs, Vader, Mortal Kombat theme. And then we've got some other songs like Sweet Caroline that we play in the stands.
Nice.
Smoke on the Water. You know, what else?
Classic stand tunes.
Yeah. And the classic stand tunes are nice because we've got cuts in them, so we can play a short segment if we need a short time, or we can play the full thing if it's a timeout and we've got more time.
Well, very good. I was over at the other home of the Bulldogs, Adrian College, a few days ago. And, boy, it was busy because it was the marching band showcase day a couple Tuesdays ago.
Yep.
How'd that go for your group?
I think it went really well. We were the first high school band to perform in the evening. And we performed our show. We executed the drill with confidence, I felt. And we ended with a fight song at the end of our show. And
beautiful.
Just kind of. Went like that. So.
And then just relaxed the rest of the day.
Yeah, exactly. Watched all the other bands. I think everybody, it's interesting at that event to watch all the other bands to see what they bring, because nobody has the exact same thing. So it's not like you're going to be like, oh, yeah, another marching band, here we go. You know, it's a different style, it's a different show, it's a different theme, and they've all got, you know, stuff that they show off and different techniques and strengths and stuff like that they bring to it. So it makes for a really nice night.
How long have you been at Morenci?
I've been here for 9 years.
Okay.
Yep.
Getting close to double digits.
Yeah. Well, I've taught for 27. So
oh, wow.
I did 2 years in Byron area schools, and then I did 16 at Clinton.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yep.
So just opposite directions of the county.
Yep.
Nice. Yep. All right. Let's talk to some of the Bulldog Mighty.
Well, I brought my two drum majors here.
Oh, perfect.
And this year is the first year that we brought the drum major positions back. So we just kind of treated them as co-drum majors. We didn't have a senior and a junior, even though we've got a senior and a sophomore. we just kind of left it as, you know, you guys are going to share this throughout the year, and we're going to build on it from there. So sitting right next to me is Sean Sawyer. He's a sophomore, plays alto saxophone, and he's a drum major for us this year. He's been doing a great job. And then sitting right next to him is Caitlin Roos, and she is a mellophone player and French horn player, and she is a senior this year. So unfortunately, we only get to enjoy her leadership for 1 year, but she's been doing a good job, and we will miss her when she's gone.
Absolutely. Well, Sean, you have the headset first, being a sophomore, and being drum major, kind of unique, I'm sure. On a game night, do you kind of trade off where you conduct some songs and then you play, or do you play the whole show?
When it comes to, like, the quarters, yes, we will switch. Like, first quarter she'll do, then second quarter I'll do, and then sometimes, like, third quarter we'll switch between that. It really depends on certain aspects of it, such as who would lead the band out to the field and who'd lead the band into the field. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so in the stands you kind of switch off.
Yeah.
During halftime?
I will conduct the first song, because there are three songs in total. I conduct the first song, she'll conduct the second song, and I'll do the final third song, the closer to the song.
Okay.
To the halftime show.
Boy, just being a sophomore in a leadership role, how's that gone for you?
It put a lot more stress, but I also think it improved my my ability to be more organized, because as a drum major, you kind of need to be more organized than everyone else. You need to have all the right parts. You need to make sure that everybody's instrumentation is correct. You got to make sure everybody's got their reeds, their mouthpieces, valve oil, whatever you need. You got to make sure that they have their music. So I think being a drum major and a having a leadership role in a as a sophomore kind of brings that organization out more, and you kind of need to learn how to be more organized.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really good, especially learning young. That way, when you get older, you're more organized now than you were before, I'd say.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, well said. Thank you, Sean. Do you have one more home game for football? So not this weekend, the next.
The 24th.
The 24th. And then you guys switch over to some kind of concert band, or what does Morenci have after
marching band season? Yes, we go into concert band season, where I think we were planning to do a glow show, kind of transition into concert band.
Yep. Well, we're keeping every year we do a glow show at our last game. This year's game is a day game, though, and it's hard to glow in daylight.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take our glow show that we normally would play after the game on the last night, where we turn off the lights in the stadium, and we're going to put that on the end of our winter concert. Our winter concert is on December, and I got to look at my calendar because I've changed a bunch of stuff. December 4th.
Okay.
December 4th, and what will happen is the middle school bands will play, the high school band will play, and then while the middle school is doing their part, the high school will go set up and get stuck glow sticks all over them, and we'll come into the gym, cut the lights down, and let them march and play in the gym to conclude the night.
Very cool. So you do your concerts in the gym on campus?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah,
in the high school gym.
All right. Caitlin.
Yeah.
The senior, the leader.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's new. It's definitely new. I was kind of surprised about it because, like, the drum major is like the dream thing. You see them going out, like you said, in the Lenaway showcase, mm-hmm. where we're seeing all these bands, and you see the extra cool people. Like
you get the big goofy hat,
conducting.
And then you have to do the back bend.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yes.
Maybe next year. I think Sean wants to do the back bend. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been practicing for sure.
Yeah. I forgot because it was a few minutes ago. What instrument do you play?
I play the mellophone during our marching season, and then the French horn during concert season.
Nice.
So basically both.
I have to ask the senior, because we're getting close to the end here. I'm sure my co-host is like, come on, let's go. Plans for after Morenci? I know you're still in the fall, but do you know what you're going to do next year?
I definitely want to go to college, because I absolutely love learning, and everything like about music is also like a large part of my life. My parents were also in band when I was, and my parents also play in our church their instruments, and I grew up like learning around music. So I definitely want to carry that on, because I absolutely love it. I want to go to college and be able to continue my learning experience even mm-hmm. deeper than this high school experience, which I have thoroughly loved, because as I say, band is family. You need a family in college, too. So
that's right. I'll turn my mug toward you just as a suggestion. I don't know if that's up your in your mind at all. But, boy, best of luck in your decision, what you decide to do. Sean, you got a couple more years. He'll learn the back bend for next fall. So, Mr. Murray, I will be an advocate for that. thank you all for your time today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. We'll let you two get back to class. You have to go back, too, right?
Yeah. Yep, I've got a ukulele class going on here.
Oh, what?
A ukulele class.
And you left them alone?
Well, the athletic director's with them.
So okay, all right, they're behaving.
Yeah, they're probably playing in concert for the songs that they know.
Oh, real nice. Yeah. Well, Mr. Murray, nice to meet you.
Nice
and
to meet you, too.
Best
Thank
of luck
you.
The rest of the way this season.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
thanks
absolutely. All right, we had Sean and Caitlin as well with the Morenci Bulldog Marching Band here at Cave on Campus Show. brought to you this morning by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews.